An education forum in Baldwinsville last night brought out parents and educators concerned about the controversial new Common Core educational standards in New York State classrooms. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this was the fifth of a series of hearings by State Assembly lawmakers about what has become a hotly debated topic.
Please, please tell me that there is someone out there listening to our concerns. Thank you.
Baldwinsville school teacher Sean Redmore pleading with lawmakers to take Common Core concerns back to Albany. One of her worries, the 6 school days it takes to administer standardized English and math tests to the younger grades.
Our students in grades 3 through 8 sit longer in testing situations than college-bound hopefuls sit for the SAT.
And Beth Chetney, the teachers' union rep in Baldwinsville, says it doesn't help that the new teacher evaluation standards, which are based on Common Core test scores, started the same year as the new curriculum.
When we get evaluated by our bosses, you're nervous. It's hard. It's scary. But then to have it on top of that, the pressure of the fact that I have a student who's truant and isn't going to come in my room is still going to get a 0.
Red Creek Superintendent David Scholes capsulized the general feeling of school administrators.
I'm a believer, I think all of us at this table are, that high expectations are relevant and very important, and the Common Core provides that. I guess what we're saying is right now it's too much, too fast.
Superintendents also noted that the Common Core came at a time when the state cut aid for schools. So do lawmakers have an answer? Assemblyman Will Barkley.
I don't know. I mean, can you delay the implementation of it? We certainly can provide schools more money to help implement it. I think that's probably the easiest solution we can do. But I don't know. I'm open-minded on the thing and what we can do legislatively, if anything.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.